Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yeah.
I'm Yes. And I would love for the real honorees to stand up. And I have talked about all of the members of the International League of Muslim Women, wherever you are in here, stand up.
Stand up, Omar. You know all I can do. Thank you so much, and I just want to celebrate. We all come from one death. So I would say, what is that? Another one. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. Y'all, Then, in addition, he has advocated for criminal justice reform,
prison reform, and the abolition of juvenile solitary confinement and capital punishment. Use of his spirit to story and span from current issues on CNN, MSNBC, Revolt TV, NPR Atlanta, Fox, and more. He authored his memoir, Better Not Bitter, and is the co-author of Punching the Air. He received an honorary doctorate in humanities and is the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award. He won the New York City Council seat on November 7th, 2020.
Allahu Akbar!
He represents the Central Harlem District on the City Council. Yusuf and his wife, the lady, are proud parents of 10 children. We bring to the stage our dear brother, Yusuf.
Allahu Akbar.
and his blessing told the prison to be cool. I found out that the meaning of my name that I became my namesake is that you say you should come back today, but I'm in a room full of my elders and the pioneers that I've left for. My mother was honored in previous years and she in her 70s. She's still with me. When I was young and people would say, what's your name? And I would say, Joseph. And they would say, Joseph? Sounds nothing like you. I think I'm a good check at all. Who the hell would do this? I think it's something called NLP. I've been a board member for 2 years. But it's a process through which in negotiations with the agreement. And so I would say to the first time we know this, I found out that the meaning of the study, yes, it is this is Joseph, just like Mary is English from background. But the meaning of the study is God will increase. The meaning of Idris, yes, is Enoch. But the meaning of Idris is the teacher. Abad is the most just of all who show justice. So much so that those who thought they got away. Allah tells us in the Quran that on the day of judgment, it is those who have believed who have some who have the laughter of the disbelievers, because we hear their laughter in this world. We see what they're doing to our families in Palestine. We see our families showing video. And not even know, I mean, you got to understand, a lot of the things that we see, this is our modern day kingdom. But Allah, in Surah Al-Buruj, talks about the diggers of the ditch. And those people who sat around the ditch and said, poor tar, and they were all dying. It was witnesses of the evil that they did. Can you imagine? Horror happening in various parts of the world. And they would shut off, not even knowing this is not accurate. Not even knowing whether anything is going out to the rest of the world. Allah is the most just of justice. This is why we gotta be careful. And if we have learned the law, don't dwell on the law. Don't have a pity party. Go to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. And then move as if your task has been granted. But others be with justice. And everyone knows that the law is here. But you know, imagine if somebody says, hey brother, what's your name? And I say, you know, my name is Dr. Recruit the teacher. The justice is the chief. I imagine that when I was 15, 34 years ago, the system, see, what Mayor Rodney Walker said was so profound. They have set
Is your
So what does the Lord have to do? You already know, because he told us. Allah says, and here we are. Our young people, I see them there, they're on the sideline. They look like they're looking like they're playing double dutch. They're waiting for the mission to jump into life. And Allah has already said, that is your right, because I told you already to be here. You don't have to ask permission to live life. And so while I'm in the setting of the beast, I have to turn the lens of my vision that was being obscured by what I was experiencing to realize that this is the wisdom of America. The Central Park Jogger King became a love story between God and me. It became a story where the criminal system of injustice was placed on trial in order to produce a miracle in modern times. It became a story where you and me, we can get instruction that you could be buried alive and forgotten. The system will forget you or see. Instead of a social death, we get the opportunity to emerge like the phoenix from the ashes, because as they build a fire to consume us, they forgot the owner of the year. As a matter of fact, when we read the surah that says, So remember, Allah Ta'ala told the people of Jonah, if only Allah said in the Quran, if only there were a people who believed by the people of Jonah, and they benefited from their belief. Allah said that he gave them but instead for Allah. I saw an image of the vision of him. I said, but he had borrowed some funds of what he had out of that money. So when you woke free from your feeding path, why did you speak up? I made it home tonight, come to the lobby, jump in the shower, and I still live there. But I got worry in my mind to get back out there and fight with him. Because I was told that if I don't kill him, he won't kill me. But the self-deceived mentality that I have to fight against is real. My good friend Les Brown said, you know, he said, I tell people all the time, but if you can't, you can't hate me. Simple concept. But imagine in your mind's eye being told, or rather hearing and manifesting all of the negativity surrounding you. But that thing that should just reach your skin. But worse than that, imagine the negative self-talk that we don't, that we echo to ourselves. He set up in this room right now, hold on tight and listen to the restrooms. Look at yourself in the mirror. Most times when you feel down, you don't look at yourself. You look down. You don't look up. You don't look straight. You look down. Look at yourself in the mirror and speak life back into yourself. Whatever negativity you are hearing, tell yourself, I will be God in the time of verse. Because that's the watch mark for the chief time. And then tell yourself you have no chief. I can't wait to see what you do next. You've been prepared for this. You know, that's in the Quran. Allah says he doesn't give you more than you can bear. In the interfaith reality that we sometimes live in, even the non-Muslim knows, let go and let God. That's the very definition of what it means to be Muslim. Let go and let God. While I was in prison, I read a poem. And that poem simply said, prison life in many ways can be likened to the wind. If the life inside becomes still warm, the wood becomes consumed. Don't be one of those who falls over to the side of the road of the highway of life and puts your car in park and don't even turn the hazard lights off. Because as long as you have life, there's more to do. And I'm thinking about my life and I'm so amazed at my life. You know, the pen is lifted and the heat is dry. But when you come to these various plateaus, the plateau of being told that you are the worst that has ever been born. You know, they changed the law in America based on the symptoms of John McKinney. They lowered the age because they said young people are being devious and evil at younger and younger ages. America is the only place that there is a created word to describe children, and that word is juvenile. And then when Allah takes you through the storm, the only thing you have to remember, and it's going to be hard to remember, is to hold on to the hope. You will exit the storm a different person than the person that entered the storm. When they plunge me into the depths of the belly of the beast, and took all the lights off. Allah blessed me when I opened my eyes to see him come. I'm thankful. And even more than that, because what Allah has gifted. And as a caretaker, of all that Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with, I know that we have to be even more careful of the influence that we hold. It's important. So when I met my wife, you know, she told me that she, this is kind of funny when I think about it sometimes. And my wife said, I have to. You know, when she found out who I was, she didn't know who I was at first. I told her that I was probably the stinkiest man she'd ever met. I said, she can Google me. But once she found out who I was, she said, you know, man, I could just sit on the train and be reading, you know, anything. Sitting up, making sure they saw I was reading something on the floor. Because she's not desperate. Imagine being raised to the level of government. You know, one of my sons used to in the Quran, I couldn't believe that I was a Muslim. I was born a Muslim. But I didn't really know anything about Islam, other than eating pork and some other things that I was you know what I love about prayer? Our whole life is worship. But I struggled with that until I realized what that means. It means when I go to work and I come home and I give my money to the grocery store to buy groceries and bring it home to my wife, cook the groceries, feed the family. We got a special prayer that we make. But not only is my wife receiving another car, but the fact that she's coming to me. What I'm doing and what she's doing is all worship. This is the beauty of our life. A complete way of life. And I'm not sure exactly how much time is going by. But I haven't even gotten into my story. But I will back up. And if you get enough time to do what I was looking for. So, I'll put this away. That's one of my books. Touching the Head for Young People about a young man named Kamal. Kamal was coached. They played football in prison. Punch in the Air. My memoir was really it's a big opportunity to destroy the criminal system of injustice using my stories. Better not do it. And lastly, this book is not sold anywhere other than in my garage and since I don't have access to it, but I will probably be spending some of these returns in case people want to get this book too. This is my first book. This book is the book that I wrote while I was in prison. All of those moments where I felt extremely good, I felt thoughtful, I felt encouraged, I wrote those words. And then when I felt extremely bad, and I felt discouraged, and I didn't want to even open up the light to come in, I reached over to the words that I wrote while I was in prison and began to be something in my life. So this is written as I am, and I encourage us to. Matter of fact, before I say this, I want to say this. My wife and I are going to get a lifetime membership to the Book of Job. And I'm encouraging all of us, if we can, to get a lifetime membership to the Book of Job. It's a gift. When I was convicted, I turned 15. And I was told that I was going to before the court was called. And I didn't know what to say. I remember asking some people, I said, you know, what should I say? I'm calling them to be doing something. Some folks said, listen, throw yourself on the mercy of the court. Get the least amount of time possible. But see, my mother, who is still with us, she had been teaching me, you know, when I came home from school, we had a vast library, but she was teaching me about folks like Denmark Mason. She was teaching me about folks like Susan Dolcho. She was teaching me about Joanne Chesimard, better known as the South Shakur. And so when they say we took the bomb, because anything is saying before we sit in page, Acts 15. And these giants that were persecuted because I started to stand, they all began to shrink. Why do you hurt like this? I began with the words of my hero. Because it's hip hop, I did a little bit of a reason. I said, I'm not going to sit here at your table and watch you eat and call myself different. Sitting here at your table doesn't make me different. Just like being here in America hasn't made me an American. Let us begin. Strength is the anger that is built up inside. Rage is the anger that is no longer visible. You know, the suffer that soon have killed American cruel that is being killed. And take another person's life to live your life twice. I'm a skill builder, someone skilled out of the building. Many knowledge to this wise black man. Who can hang a word across the land. I'm a city of the southern food coming up. It's a product of that to now see the traditional. That you can be the reason what could have been used without you to gain food. The gain food selling out like food from China. Who did what and who did it? Put the situation that you don't want to do that. So brother, go wild and not down. Who would have thought we had to block in instead of the king? Checking the scene from how the situation was, instead of getting facts, the media made you blur how the people don't know. All they see is the media. Never hear the brain circuit constantly deceiving them. The DA's wrong. Is this some master plan? The case is not a case. It's just a crack and sham. Yo, instead of trying to get your name made, you can show me the crime of little pain. It's fine. Now I mean I have to go off. He is completely overstated, but the man at the bar thinks I'm a science dropper on the righteous path. So how the hell could I take a righteous path? Think about that, and then think about this. All my friends who was needed this and dismissed. Because I don't really need any friends like that. Like when I really needed you, really at? I'm not giving them all, but the ones that I called that really did me. Like I was a little small, like a rat, a mouse, not even a man, only me. Like a knife to my head. How did it look? Me clock, now I'm shook with my backlock. So he accused me of the hook. This girl, she remembers and said, hey, cop this girl. I said, Jesus. You people stop. This race is dispersed. You know, you seen that King Benson? He's in a hearse. And so we take it to the Benson hearse field, front of that bulletproof vest. We got no kind of shoes. How does it look? They killed a black man being black. They shot him to take a stand. In our situation, they saw a face clear, but not mine. Not because of fear. It's because the black race was displaced in the world of us. They must have been ashamed. But I'm not to blame with the words you bought. The media took our words to paper. The one who cost us for it. I told the cops truth by this and then boom. They were smacking my man cool wide in the next room. Now I know why the boxer can't spend the bottom line. They doesn't know they just battle on. I used to think the people and cops were cool. But I protect this from you. Instead of you. Baby.
You all see, but I Allahu Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
It's a time to be grateful. But most of the time to be grateful is that annual fundraiser. How far are we here? We're here for the fundraising to support the sustainability. We all know that we have given a bit. We know that the net profit is small. We know the net profit to take the business is undertaking to make sure you guys have enjoyed the time to take the majority of the money. So I'm going to play track 10. I'm going to ask you to look at your student insurance. And from the back to the front, 5 pages in. 3 months to 4 pages in. And you can see how to report the journal. And we can do reports of 24, 365, 7 days a week, play track 10 weeks.
Thank you.